Yeah, good morning. This is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper, and it is 8:15 on Friday, October 5th, and it's 66 degrees, and this is at Lake Allatoona, I believe, and it's beautiful. I found a great place to sleep last night, and I think I'm going to be able to stay there until I get to work in full time. That's not even full time, but you know, work. I think I'll work like 6 hours a day or so, or four. I don't know. Who knows? I'll let you know when I know. But she's really slow right now, so she said if I wanted to come in and take care of my own dogs, I was more than welcome, you know. But I'm really, really, really trying to stretch my fuel because I don't want to have to take my first paycheck and put it in the fuel tank. So I'm not really running around. I'm trying to get my routine in order. And you guys, you know when you travel all the time, your routine is messed up. Well, you know, living in a bus, you're traveling all the time, so you've got to figure out what your routine is. Well, I found a great grocery store. I found there's a ton of them. One of the things I struggled with living in Taylorville was trying to eat healthy, and it was just difficult. And especially when your only options are Walmart and Kroger, and I would buy the juices and whatever at Walmart, but then they wouldn't be there the next week because I was the only one that was buying them. I mean, just nobody shops that way there, so it was frustrating. And but here, oh my gosh, I mean, organic food is as cheap here as conventional food was back in Hooterville, and that just blows me away. I mean, and that's just such a depressed place, you know. I mean, you know, financially, I'm not emotionally. I mean, I don't think that people are all that depressed there, because I mean, it wasn't a bad place to be. I mean, especially if you didn't know there were options elsewhere. I mean, you didn't care. But so right now I am working on being a normal person again. So that entails making kombucha, and I did not bring a SCOBY. I brought my whole jar of kombucha that it's a big gallon-sized jar, and I brought it, but it just kept leaking. I mean, and it was just so frustrating, and I lost my temper and tossed it. Didn't keep a SCOBY or anything, so we're starting fresh. And I wanted people to know that you don't need to have a SCOBY to start your kombucha. You can just go to the store and buy any kind of kombucha that you see. I usually just get ginger or something. Don't get anything with like peach or, because ginger is something you're probably going to add to your kombucha later, so it's not that big a deal. I make mine with green tea. So last night I put, and I make it a little bit strong to get it started, and I don't know if that's necessary. That's just the way I do it. So I mean, you guys might have different ideas, and So my headset is tired. It the battery needs charge. So in the meantime, I am going to just talk to you through the phone, and I'm gonna try not to walk off because I know that's frustrating when I do that. But what I had done is I had taken a half gallon mason jar, and I put 8 organic green tea bags, and that was from Walmart. It's like Uncle Lee's tea is what it is, and actually it's quite good, and it's not expensive. And so those of you that are having trouble finding, you know, organic tea, organic green tea, I don't know about organic regular tea, but I know they have organic green tea, which is what I bought. So I made, that is my coffee, so we will turn that off. And we will let it set for a minute while I do this. Megan, stop! Nobody sneaks up on me with a dog. I got news for you. Which is, I can't complain. It's quite peaceful. And then I take to the green tea. I take the tea bags out the next morning because I just made like sun tea. It's warm enough in here. And I don't even know if that's the right way to do it. That's just the way I do it. So you guys can do it any way you want. And to my half gallon jar, I add about half a cup of tea because the kombucha is already sweetened. So we don't wanna, you know, get it like overdosed. So I add half a cup of organic cane sugar. raw cane sugar is what I use. I just like it. There's no reason, no rhyme or reason to why I do it, but that's just what I do. So, and you take your bottle of kombucha, and I'm using Kavita Master Brew Ginger Kombucha. And it's a nice bottle, and it is, it's when you open it, so you know it's alive. Oh my God, holy crap, it's very, I do need sugar, holy crap, that is really, that's potent. Oh my gosh, that's like club soda, wow, that is definitely fermented, right. Yeah, that's a little potent, guys. I don't drink mine like that. I drink mine way less fermented. I can't say anything because mine probably doesn't taste like anybody else's anyway because I let it turn to vinegar a lot. Because I am not the most responsible kombucha mom on the planet. But it's still good. It's still super, super good. So I put that, and I'll tell you how active that Kavita is. I put it in the jar and It is fizzing, so I mean it's good stuff. So that should take off fairly quickly. Well, we shall hope. I'm going to leave the lid off today and let it do its thing. And I'm going to drink my coffee. It's coffee time now. I don't know if you guys heard that, but my coffee is done, and it's crazy because and you guys probably find this stuff all the time. I'm telling you stuff that you probably know all the time, but I found organic half and half for $2.19 for a really big bottle. It's Sprouts half and half, 32 fluid ounces for $2.19. I can't beat that. And I enjoy my coffee with maple syrup and half and half. And dietetic is not tasty. It is. So that is what I'm going to do. But you guys have a great morning. Good morning. And I'll let you know what's going on for the rest of the day. But thank you for listening. Yeah, hey. This is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. And it's almost 9 o'clock on Friday, October 5th. And today was a tough one, I gotta tell you. Today was a little bit tough. I struggle every day with dealing with the fact that I'm an urban bus dweller, and it's tough. I mean, it was easy in Illinois. I mean, you know, I was living on private property. I didn't have to pay any bills. I didn't have to do anything except take care of me. And I came out here. And I picked, you know, Atlanta as a place, you know, for me to, you know, build my nest egg. And out here in Woodstock, you know, apparently I stand out. And I mean, I knew that. I stand out everywhere I go. And so that wasn't that unusual for me. But I know how to stay out of people's way, and I know how not to bother people. But in this computer age, apparently you can send an email to the sheriff's department, and I make a point. I watch, you know, Bob Wells, and I watch a lot of other stealth, you know, RV dwellers, van dwellers, that kind of stuff. And it is not easy to be stealth in a big teal green bus with, you know, hot pink and silver diamonds on the side, and I knew I would stick out. And I mean, I'm a good driver. I use my GPS, so I don't, you know, cut through traffic. I don't make a nuisance of myself. But finding places to park is difficult. You know, I mean, and I know, used to be I would just go to an industrial park or something, you know, when I drove a truck and just park someplace, and then nobody ever thought anything about it. But you drive a big teal green bus, and people kind of notice you. And but they don't say anything to you. That's the craziest thing. I mean, people don't have enough guts. I mean, maybe it's not guts. Maybe they just don't want a conflict or whatever. They want to, you know, vent, but they don't want to actually talk to the person that they're venting about. So there's a state park here, this Allatoona State Park,
And I could spend all day there. Nobody can say a word. It's not against the law. I'm not doing anything wrong. And a matter of fact, I'm going back there tomorrow. But I was having a little bit of a struggle finding a place to stay at night. And I wasn't staying at the same place twice. I did stay one place two nights in a row. And then somebody said something to me, so I made a point of not staying there again. And then I thought I found a good spot. And then this morning, when I was at the lake, my little crew of Georgia Marshal, which is above another arm of the law, and then the the Cherokee County Sheriff, and not the local cops, not the local city cops, but those two showed up out of the lake and said, you know, you're not doing anything wrong, but this morning we got four emails about you, and you know, the teal bus is back and whatever. And they can't do anything. They just wanted to let me know, you know, I might want to mind my P's and Q's, because they could tow me and they could put my dogs in the pound and you know, it cost me money to get all that shit out and whatever. And I mean, they're being super nice. And I mean, they know I'm going to Roswell, and they're like, well, we think maybe you ought to head over there right now. And I'm like, no, I'm not gonna, because I'm not gonna make a nuisance of myself there until I know, you know, where I'm going to stay and what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a nuisance of myself here, and you guys get to deal with it. And I mean, I didn't say that, but that's kind of how I feel. And even them, they were just so, I mean, they were so nice. Since we're not telling you, you know, that we're going to do anything. We're just giving you a heads up. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. And so I made a couple phone calls, because I make friends wherever I go. I'm outgoing, you know, I'm not a problem, you know, I mean, I'm not normal. I mean, I can admit that, but everywhere I go, I meet people. I mean, I just do. And, I happened to meet, a really nice guy. His name is Jack Kyle, and, he has a bookbinding business, and he's elderly, and apparently his wife passed away in the last year, and he happened to be out at the lake, and he gave me his business card and showed me some of the pictures of his work and stuff, and we just kind of talked for a little bit. His car had broke down, so he was waiting for the tow truck to come out there. Apparently it was his wife's car, and she passed away this past year, and so he was just out taking it for a drive and everything, and you could tell he was just a lonely old guy. And so he gave me his phone number, and then one of the places that I parked, it's run by a couple of women. It's a dog training academy, and it's run by them. And then, like I said, I met the crazy woman, and I know I could park at her place, but I just don't want to go there. But I called this Jack Kyle, you know, when the police were talking to me, and I asked him if he knew of any place that I could just park for the couple of nights. And he said he would call around, and he called me back, and he said he really didn't know any place, and he hoped that I found something. Well, I contacted the people that have the dog academy, the woman. Her name is Pam. And she texted me. And she texted me back with a schedule when it was great that I could come over here and hang out. And what's so nice is she's got a fenced-in yard here, so I could let the dogs out. And it's not super shady. But tomorrow I don't have to get up at the crack of dawn and take off. Apparently there's nobody coming over here till noon, so I'm just gonna get up in the morning and drink my coffee and put the dogs out in the yard and just kind of enjoy the morning. I also found this super, super nice. I went to Sprouts yesterday, like I told you, but I found this. It's kind of a Mexican grocery store. It's not really all Mexican. It's just kind of a mix, but I think it's called Food Depot. And I got a Boston butt pork roast. 3 pounds for $1.57, which I just cannot complain about it. I mean, it looked perfect, and so I got everything to make carnitas, so I've got that going in my pressure cooker right now. And then I also, they had ribeyes, 1 pound of ribeyes for $2.99, and it was a closeout special kind of thing. So I bought those, and I seasoned them real good, and I put them, they're little thin steaks, like sandwich steaks, and I put them in the cooler, and I wasn't smart enough. They had ice there, but it was in the back of the store, and I was like, I don't feel like walking back there and getting it, so I had to stop at four different stores to get ice. I thought, you dumbass, you know, just you should have just got it the first place, but no, I couldn't make myself do it. But, I, it was, like I said, oh, and I also, think I have an arrangement lined around for Monday. I think I am actually going to be able to park for free on one of numerous lots just to check in trucks at night. So I'm thinking that might be a pretty good gig. But I'm all about, I'm not staying in Georgia, you know, through the winter, but I do believe I'm probably going to stay through to Christmas. And I'm going to use this opportunity to find every chance I can to make some money. And I do believe I'm going to set myself up with a Rover or Wag, the apps for dog walking. So I thought, well, that's a great way to get some exercise and get paid and, you know, kind of offset my Planet Fitness membership. So I got some ideas out there. I just kind of thought I'd give you guys a little heads up and let you know what's going on. And you know, I watch a ton of YouTube. I watched I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer. That's what I was trying to tell you last night. And I mean, for a chick flick, I mean, it really was. I've watched it 3 times. I got my $2.99 worth. I mean, it probably, if I were in a little different situation and I weren't sitting in my bus all day, I probably would have watched it 3 times, but it was good. And I also want to give a little shout out to this laundromat here. And exactly a week ago, I went to the laundromat. Oh, my clothes smell so awesome. And it's called Peachy Clean, and it's in Acworth, Georgia. And there are 3 just amazing individuals that work there that are so nice. I mean, it's $1.25, and they will do your laundry for it. And these people stay 24 hours, I mean, to do your laundry. There was someone that dropped off 92 pounds of laundry. Can you fathom that? I mean, at $1.25 a piece, a pound, that is 92 pounds of laundry. That's insane. And they said that I don't even have 92 pounds. I don't think I've had 92 pounds of laundry in my life. But they were, I was there for a couple hours, you know, shooting the shit and doing my laundry and everything. And they were still doing this laundry. That's insane. 92 pounds of laundry. But, you know, I guess, you know, different strokes for different folks. But, yeah, so I've got my pressure cooker going. I made my carnitas, so in the morning when I wake up, I can have carnitas for breakfast if I want. And they had pork sausage. This is crazy. You know, the tubes of pork sausage. 1 pound, like, you know, I don't know. I can't even think of any. Bob Evans, whatever. But they obviously, it was an off-brand, but they had pork sausage for $1. Anyway, so needless to say, I had pork sausage for dinner. And which it was good. I'm a little meat deprived, and so I, you know, you can only live on so much beans and rice. So apparently I ate a pound of pork sausage, but it was good. And so that's apparently that was my binge. But I watch a lot of YouTube and I watch those movies and stuff like that. But I watch this woman, Stacey Flowers, and she's got like $200,000 worth of debt. She makes about $2,000 a month. When she started her debt reduction strategy, whatever it is, she made $1,000 a month, and she managed to pay off $625 so far, and it took a year. No, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not great progress, but I mean, her income is growing, and now she's up to $2,000 a month, and apparently she was trying to describe the things she gave up to get on this debt, you know, to get rid of her debt. And one of the things she feels, she has a kid, and then she's in her early 30s, and so, I mean, and I think her kid's like a junior in high school or something, so she must have had him quite young. Well, I don't know, do the math, you guys probably know that better than I do. But she pays child support, and she was kind of like, you know, that's one of the things that she had to accept, that was all she could do to conquer this debt and whatever. And she felt bad. And I think about, you know, you guys out there, you know, judging me or judging strangers or like the people calling into the sheriff's department and stuff. And I mean, I honestly don't understand it, because I think this is kind of one of those live and let live kind of, you know, things. But I mean, you guys that think you know how to live other people's lives, you know, I just have to ask you, I mean, is your life that good that you have it taken care of, that you can, you know, tell other people, you know, what they're doing isn't right. I mean, it's the people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And I mean, I am the last person to be nasty and say anything nasty to anybody. But I got to tell you guys, if you see somebody in a teal green bus in your neighborhood and it bugs you and you can't go ask them what the what the situation is, and you just have to pen off an email to the sheriff's department or something. I mean, just think about it. I mean, seriously. I mean, just think about it. I mean, who are we hurting? I mean, I'm not going to hurt your property value. It's not like I'm going to be able to stay very long. It's not like I'm going to want to stay very long with you. Help me again. Stop that. Quit. She's biting my feet. You little ass. What are you doing? She starts out licking my toes and apparently decided that was a fun game. Let's chew on mom's feet. Stop that. She's pulled out all my clothes out of the laundry basket. She's such a little asshole. But you guys have a great night and peace. And stay out of other people's business. I mean, that's all I can tell you. I mean, it's just, life's tough. I mean, it's tough for all of us. I mean, just, unless you can help, I mean, keep your mouth shut. That's it. But have a good one. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.